Government will today announce that work is to start on setting up an electoral commission with the aim of overseeing and regulating elections here. The announcement comes over 3 years after a joint Oireachtas committee recommended the move and 13 years after a commission on electoral voting did the same. David Farrell is Professor of Politics at UCD. He's in our studio this morning. David, thank you very much for coming in to us. We'll talk about the reasons why it's taken so long to get to this stage first of all. What exactly is an electoral commission?
Well, if you think about it, Gavin, you know, when we go to vote on polling day, that's an important act in democracy. But there's a lot more underlying the right to vote. If you think about it, who gets the right to run as a candidate? What groups need to do to be able to form a political party? How much political parties are allowed to spend? Where they can hang their posters? Who gets to vote? What constituencies we get to vote in? When can we vote? How can we vote? How are elections covered? I could go on forever. And all of those are associated with the integrity of the electoral process, a process that's becoming more and more under attack across the world's democracies. We've dodged that bullet so far, but that's not going to happen forever. And at present, we have a clutch of different agencies and groups that do various of those tasks, but they're not joined up, and they do it with varying degrees of ability. An electoral commission brings all of that together.
And why has it taken so long to get to this stage? Because, as I said, that move, that 13 years ago recommendation was under a commission for electronic voting at the time, which younger listeners and younger voters won't remember was used in the 2002 general election.
I think it's just one of those things. We're very good at talking about things in this country, but we don't always follow through. This has been going on for a long time. I have former colleagues who are now retired who were involved in that first process of trying to come up with some ideas. Successive governments have promised it. It's been in party manifestos going back now several elections. And there's always talk of it happening. And now, for the very first time, it looks like it's going to happen.
There are modern concerns, for example, the role of social media and outside agencies and outside countries in elections, which is something we'll get onto in a moment. But even something as basic as who is eligible to vote. All of us know examples of people who have had numerous polling cards offered to them. Even, for example, in recent referenda, while it's been celebrated that a large number of people came home to vote, the reality is that a lot of those people weren't entitled to vote.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm old enough, I'm sure you're probably too, to remember the days when these people would come knocking on our door every year just to check if we were still on the electoral register. Those were the days when there were people on the streets, there were, you know, the departments were perhaps better staffed, the systems were more old-fashioned, we didn't move around as much. All of that has changed, and it's about time we went into the 21st century. In other countries, they handle the electoral registration process far better than we do. When we talk about the turnout at elections, we honestly don't know what the turnout is, because we don't know for truth, we don't know what the electoral register truly is in terms of what it should be.
The reality is, though, that it could take some time to set up an electoral commission, and we could have both a general election or indeed another referendum or two or three before that.
I think this is one of those issues, I hope this is one of those issues where there's going to be sufficient cross-party agreement that if there is an election that interrupts the process, that the process itself doesn't stop. My understanding is one of the options the government was considering is to set it up on a graduated basis, to make it very clear what ultimately its role and remit will be and the course that it will be on a statutory basis, which is crucially important, but that not necessarily to try and do the whole thing in one go, do it gradually.
Tell us about the modern challenges which perhaps make setting up the commission even more important than ever.
Well, we experienced a bit of that, didn't we, last year in the abortion referendum, you know, where both Facebook and Google very late in the day did their best as agencies that were responsible in part for this to try and reduce the access to advertising by one side or the other. It shouldn't have required them to do it. It needed proper regulatory processes to do it. And we know from, you know, recent elections elsewhere just how much the interference with the electoral process through social media is becoming a feature of modern day democracy. We've only had a flavour of it in 2018. Who knows where that's going to go here? And we need to do something urgently to try and prevent that from
happening. So what can a commission do that the departments that have been in charge of elections up until now not been able to do?
It's really important, that question. This gets to the issue of what sort of electoral commission the department finally decides to set up. It needs to be given sufficient teeth. It needs to be, as I said, set up on a statutory basis. It needs to be given the right to be proactive. Part of the problem with the current situation is there's not enough proactivity. We need to be ahead of the curve. So we need an agency that's learning best practice internationally and applying best practice here in Ireland proactively.
There's a lot of legislation waiting to be passed in the current Dáil. Do you expect this to happen within the next 12 months, or do you think it's going to take a lot longer than that?
I'm always a very positive creature, and this is one of those Christmas presents that would love to see come early.
David Farrell, Professor of Politics at UCD, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. It's almost 8:52.